This year's Six Nations Fall Fair will be making some history, and not just as the longest running fall fair in Canada, but come Friday, September 5th, the Six Nations Sports and Cultural Memorial Center will be the site for some action-packed wrestling, with the event being dubbed Sacred Ground. And this is all being put on by CWI and Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling. And joining me now is one of the organizers, Nick Wyman, to tell us how everything came together, what fans can expect, and why everybody should be in attendance for the show. So thank you very much for doing this today, Nick.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me. And man, it's really exciting. Today's been a great day. It's kind of the official kickoff. We all met today at the arena, laid out basically all of our production, our sound, our lighting, our video, our TV cameras. So it's becoming real, and it's becoming real, real fast. And it's truly exciting. I'm just happy to be part of something this big. Coming to my own backyard.
That's awesome stuff. And just getting things started, you've been calling this the biggest wrestling show in Six Nations history. Can you just expand on that and what's going to make the event so historic come September 5th?
So just a little history about CWI. So CWI started technically in the late 90s. I was an ex-wrestler, blew my knee out, decided to get into the promotion game. I did a lot of shows at the old community hall, which was in Oswegan next to the arena. I'm sure a lot of people remember that and came to a lot of great shows there. I actually had one event where I wrestled Pierre Carl Ouellette, or Jean-Pierre Lafitte, who will actually be on this show as PCO. He's like the zombie PCO now. He's actually made a good name for himself later on in his career. But the reason this is going to be the biggest is when I started CWI back up again, in 2009, 2010, it was to raise money for my mother's cancer group, Miles to Go. And I started doing some really big shows, and I got a lot of big-name wrestlers, friends from my past that I'd wrestled with in the past, like Brutus Beefcake, Tatanka, so on and so forth. We did a show at the ILA Arena. It did great. Show in Caledonia. We did the show with Hulk Hogan in Brantford. It really led into a lot of special things. And I've always had wrestling in the back. It's something that never leaves you. You're always, once you're part of it, you're always part of it. You may not be able to do it anymore, but you still want to play a role. So basically this time, I decided to partner up with a friend of mine named Scott D'Amore, who used to be the brains, the creative, the president of TNA Wrestling. He started a company called Maple Leaf Pro about a year ago, and we decided to kind of join forces and bring a Maple Leaf Pro show to Six Nations. And I have never done a show on Six Nations ever that has this many pound-for-pound talent and current talent. A lot of this talent you can turn on the TV right now and watch them on WWE, TNA, AEW. It's just exciting to be part of. And we're filming this for television. I don't want to give too much away yet, but this is the production is second to none. Like, we've never had this type of production on Six Nations. Like, that arena Friday night will be lit up, not because of the lights being turned on in the arena, but because we're lighting that place up. And we're going to light it up in a way that nobody's ever seen before. And like, it's literally going to be like you watch WWE Raw on a Monday night. That's what's happening Friday, September 5th.
And just speaking on the partnership with Maple Leaf Pro, what's it like bringing their brand to this kind of show and being able to put this on for the community to experience?
Oh, man, it's super exciting. Not only, like I said, me and Scott used to work together many, many years ago, and we kind of went on separate paths, and it's nice not only to come back together to do something this special, but I really am trying to get behind this Maple Leaf Pro. I think it's great. I think it's really exciting. I think he's got his finger on the pulse. He basically put TNA from nothing and built the company back up to something, and it's questionably the second or third largest company in North America right now. They say AEW might be, and yeah, they might have some better shows, but I think TNA is a little more consistent. So he's bringing all that knowledge and time to put into MLP, as well as myself from the CWI brand and by many years of wrestling. And then what makes it even more special is I have a restaurant, Six Nations. I have my cannabis stores, Harry Potter's. It's all about trying to give back. Like, we don't have a taxation system on Six Nations. We don't have any regulation on from cigarettes to cannabis to so on and so forth, where we have to pay into like a community pot. So this is my way of giving back. It's like, you know what, let's do something cool at the fair. I do other things as well too, but the last few years we brought Michelle Wright into the fair last year. This year we're putting all those resources into the wrestling event Friday night. But I just love giving back, and this is the best way to do it. Because, yeah, you can buy a VIP seat the first, second, or third row, but there's I think close to 2,000 seats or people were allowed to have in that venue that night, and most of them are getting in for free just with their $10 fare admission, and that's part of the giving back element that I'm really excited about.
And Nick, touching on your experience in the wrestling landscape, can you tell us a bit about it and what drives your passion for it?
Oh, man, like, if there's anything to really talk about right now is ever since I seen Hulk Hogan wrestle Iron Sheik in January of 84, it was like that was the moment. I'm like, this is what I'm going to do. And it's... if it wasn't for him, I guarantee I wouldn't be here. And me and Scott just had lunch at Dixieland about an hour ago, I guess. And it was just nice that me and him had a chance to talk about the Hulkster and some of our great memories. And whether you knew him or you didn't know him, he was the definition of pro wrestling. And a lot of reason why a lot of the guys that are doing it today are because of him. So it's sad that we lost a true legend, but his legend will live on through people like myself and Scott D'Amore and Maple Leaf Pro, because he's the godfather. He laid the groundwork for us, and we're happy to run with it and keep it going for as many years as we can do our job. So it's really exciting. I never wrestled Hulk because I never was a big enough name to wrestle him, but I wrestled many matches, got my cup of coffee, they say, with the big time, and did a lot of shows locally. It's always been a lot of fun. I enjoyed it a lot. It was a lot of work. My body's feeling it now as I'm almost 50 years old now, but it's still exciting to play a role and be part of it, and Scott I know feels the same way. It's me and him are virtually the same age, came up the same time, both Canadian boys have been busting our butts trying to make our way through. He's had a great career. It's just great to have this collaboration between us two and still be part of the industry, even though neither one of us are jumping in the ring to kick anybody's butt anymore.
And just as we're getting closer and closer to this happening, you mentioned there's been some announcements on who exactly will be involved in the event, and they include some pretty big names. Can you just tell us more about who fans can expect to see when this all goes down?
Oh, man, it's really exciting. Like the MLP Women's Champion Giselle Shaw will be there, Shotzi Blackheart, Priscilla Kelly, who should be a Gigi Dolan, badass Billy Gunn. Like, man, he's like the ageless wonder. He was part of the CWI brand with the New Age Outlaws for many years. Like I said, PCO, who used to be one of the Mounties, or Jean-Pierre Lafitte, like the Ace Austin. Like, man, the card is literally a who's who of the Good Brothers. Like, it's just truly the who's who of pro wrestling, both in Canada and from the U.S., and it's truly exciting to have these great stars all under one roof and all in Six Nations. Like, it still hasn't sunk in. It won't sink in until I'm standing there at bell time at 7 p.m. and I see the production, I see the lights, I see the video screens playing, and the stars start coming through that curtain down this beautiful rampway where we're assembling. Like, man, it is going to be a sight. People will, there will be no question. When I say this is the biggest event in Six Nations history, when everybody leaves that night, I'm sure everybody will agree with me. If they don't agree with me when they walk into the building, they certainly will when they leave it. We got a show that's going to, it's going to light everybody up. Everybody's going to be standing up most of the night, I hope. It's really exciting.
And you've also tied this event into supporting Hagersville High School's wrestling program. Can you tell us how you'll be doing that and why that was important for you?
Well, I'm an ex-Hagersville alumni. I had my 8x10 pitcher in the wrestling room, and what ended up finding, like, I was a legitimate winter game champion, two-time provincial champion. Like, I put my time in cutting my teeth in Hagersville, and we always had great teams, and it's really sad that Walter Miller came to me a couple years ago and was doing a fundraiser, and I'm like, there's no high school team no more? And he's like, no. I'm like, oh my God, are you serious? And anyway, that lit a fire under me, and I was like, man, how can I have such great memories of a place where we had such a great team and great athletes, and it doesn't even exist anymore? So last year was the first year that they had a wrestling team again, so we're just trying to raise more money for them, get the wrestling team back on the map. And there's a few few things we do to raise money for them. The one thing I'm very excited about is that every event CWI does, even though this ain't 100% CWI, it's MLP as well, we always did a memorabilia draw. So everybody in that locker room will sign something, maybe donate a shirt, an 8x10, some form of memorabilia. It'll get signed. It'll go into a memorabilia draw. Everybody in the venue that night will have a chance to purchase a ticket to win that memorabilia draw. We're also going to have like a second and third place thing. Like I'm going to probably put a $100 Dixieland gift certificate in there as maybe a second prize type thing. But that grand prize, you'll have literally signed memorabilia from every wrestler on that roster, including a poster signed by every wrestler on that roster that night, that'll go into some collector's hands. And wrestling fans are... they're big-time collectors. They love their memorabilia. So that prize is going to be a really nice grand prize for somebody. And we hope to raise thousands of dollars for the Higginsville wrestling program.
And just for anyone listening right now who's never been to a live wrestling show, can you tell us what the experience like and just how you would convince them to come out?
Well, watching it on TV is obviously very cool, but when you feel the lights and the atmosphere and the people and then the hard-hittingness and the fact that we're not in a 10,000-seat venue, we're in a venue that I think we're pushing 2,000 we're allowed to have in there. It is just a more intimate atmosphere. You hear things you wouldn't normally hear. The wrestlers will talk to you more. It'll be more of an interactive type of show as opposed to, you can't have a wrestler stand in the ring. What are they talking to? The first few rows in a big venue? When you're in a venue the size of our arena, which is still a good size, when they say something in the ring, you're going to hear it in the worst seat in the house type thing. So it feels like you're more part of the action. You'll also get an opportunity to meet everybody. The VIP tickets, you will get an opportunity to meet every star, but even if you don't have a VIP ticket, you'll still have an opportunity. Basically, VIP tickets just give you an opportunity to get in the building a little earlier to meet the stars and have more one-on-one chance to get things signed by them. But still, doesn't matter what ticket level you are, you will have an opportunity to meet all of the stars of Maple Leaf Pro Wrestling that night.
And just lastly, off the top, you mentioned how people can come out and enjoy all the action. You've set up VIP options, but also the event's general admission will be included with the fair's entry. So can you just break down how tickets are working for people who want to go and how quickly should fans be acting if they want those front row experiences?
I don't know if there's any front row left, to be honest with you. I meant to ask the Fair Board president if there's any left today. I forgot. There may not be any left, but I think there's a few second and third row left. And basically how it works, if you have a front row seat, you get in an hour and a half early. So that gives you an opportunity to meet the stars. You get a bonus match type thing before the TV cameras turn on and the whole show starts. If you buy a second or third row ticket, they're the same price. They're $60. You get it a half an hour later, but you still have a full hour before the show starts and a full half hour before the general admission comes in. So after the VIPs are let in, then the rest of the, basically the fairgoers will be let in at that point in time. And because it's free with admission to the fair, we anticipate a full house. And I tell everybody, please get there early. What I don't want is to have to turn people away because we just don't have the seats left. And I'm starting to get fearful that we may have more people showing up than we can handle. So please get there early for the VIP tickets that are available. Act now because I know there's not many left. Can't wait to see everybody out Friday, September 5th. I'm super excited. I'm almost giddy like 25 years ago. This is super exciting, even for somebody like myself that's been in this industry for almost 30 years. This is a very exciting thing for Six Nations, and I'm excited to be part of it.
All right, Nick. Thank you very much for doing this, and best of luck with everything happening in the next couple of weeks as we approach the Fall Fair.
Thank you so much. It's been thanks for having me on the show, and we'll see everybody else September 5th.
I'm Andrew Dow, and this news story is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, which supports the creation of original civic news.